everyday me and you. The good news is sure.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyer, the Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You were not called to live alone in isolation. You need somebody sometime to come up with a shepherd's rod and wrap it around your neck and pull you up out of the low place. Praise the Lord. David said, watch this. He said, while I am cast down, what am I going to do? Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. Here was his answer. This is what I'm going to do when I feel cast down. This is what I'm going to do in the most vulnerable place of my life, when I don't know what to do, when I feel the weakest, when everything's crashing in on me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hope thou in the Lord. Somebody said, I got to put my hope in God. Because hope will come along in your life and pick you up and give you a reason to live another day. Give you a reason to get on track. Give you a reason to live your purpose. Give you a reason to engage God in your destiny. You ain't got to drown in your sorrow. You ain't got to drown in your isolation. You ain't got to drown in your failure. You can get up in hope today. I wish somebody would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Expectancy gets you up. Come on, say that with me. Expectancy. Hallelujah. Hope will stir you up. Hope will pull you up. The prophet Joel said this. He said, he is the God of who has the ability to make up the years. You know what that means? That means you could have made a mess out of your life for 80 years and he can give it back to you. Come on, somebody, amen. He has the ability to work in your life and make up lost time. And he's the only one that can do that. I don't know about you, but I wasted some years. I was praying about it from about the time I was 13 to 23. I lost 10 years of my life just living for nothing. That's why when I turned 50, I prayed the Lord give me 10 years back, so I turned 40 instead. Somebody said, you're 50. You can't never change that. I said, well, with God, all things are possible. With man, it may not be possible, but with God, it's possible. I'm laying a hold of 40 by faith. Number two, hope recognizes goodness. Come on, say it with me. Hope recognizes goodness. Now listen, there's two women in this passage. There's Elizabeth and Mary. Everybody say Elizabeth and Mary. Elizabeth is the older woman that is married. She's got experience in the world. She's got experience with intimacy. She's been with her husband. She just don't have no fruit from it. She's barren. Come on, somebody. Say she's barren. Mary, on the other hand, is a teenage girl. She has no experience with intimacy. She's never had sex, never been with a man. And she's barren. Somebody say she's barren. So we got two women here. We got one woman with experience and no fruit. One woman with no experience and no fruit. Come on, amen. Listen to me. It doesn't matter if you got experience or you don't have no experience. If you're fruitless, God's got to do something in your life. Everybody's included. It don't matter if you got everything or you don't got nothing. God's got to do something in your life. Luke chapter 1 verse 39 says this. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste. How many of you know that means she was, haste is Greek for she was hauling butt, man. Come on, amen. She was on that donkey like this. Bap, 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 bap. Just flying through there. Come on, y'all see it? Can you picture it? Come on, amen. Making haste to the city of Judah. And she entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice. In other words, she was shouting. Sometimes you just got to shout. Spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Now listen, watch this. When you hang out with people that got hope, listen, watch this. Why did Mary go to Elizabeth's house in the first place? Just think about this. Why would she travel all the way to Judah after the angel spoke to her to go see Elizabeth? I believe Mary went there to see Elizabeth because she knew Elizabeth had a visitation from an angel that said she was going to be pregnant when she couldn't get pregnant. And she got a visitation from the angel, and she said, let me think about this. I really don't know what I'm doing. I ain't got no experience with this sort of thing, but my cousin Mary got visited by an angel, and I got visited by an angel, and she's pregnant 6 months. Maybe I ought to go find out about this whole pregnancy thing from somebody that got pregnant the same way I got pregnant with a visitation from an angel. Come on, somebody, amen? So she thought, let me go down to my cousin Elizabeth's house and let me find out how I can live out this promise. How can I understand this promise? Because I had an angel visit me and tell me that I was going to have a baby, and I ain't never been with a man, so this is pretty crazy. I don't even understand how a baby's going to happen. So she goes down to Elizabeth's house. She shows up down there to ask Elizabeth, what is it like to have a baby? What is it like to have a supernatural miracle and then have a baby? And she said, I ain't never been with a man. This is crazy to me. And I don't even understand this is going to happen. And she gets down there to Elizabeth's house, talks about this thing that's happening with this expectancy. And she walks into Elizabeth's house, and this is what happens. She walks into Elizabeth's house. She said, what's up, cuz? And Elizabeth said, oh! Oh, my God! You're going to have a baby. Come on, somebody. It was like that. Mary didn't have to tell her. Elizabeth knew, and she knew because the baby inside of her started jumping, and she got filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? This is what, come on, somebody. The Bible says Mary, who now has a spirit of hope, a spirit of expectancy in her, came and greeted Elizabeth, who had a spirit of expectancy in her, who was carrying a spirit of hope. And when Elizabeth got Mary's greeting, she came undone. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because hope recognizes goodness. You can always tell when you're around hope-filled people. Come on, amen. When you got hope operating in your life, hope recognizes the goodness of God. I won't be around nobody who don't know how to recognize the goodness of God unless I can help them. Please don't try to bring me down. Let me bring you up. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to be around people that say, Pastor, how you doing? And when they ask me how I'm doing, my dream just begins to leap up on their life. And all of a sudden they smile and they get excited about what God's about to do in them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why? Because hope is something that's alive on the inside of our heart. And people can feel it. You can always tell when you're around somebody's down all the time. Come on. Sometimes you got to notify your face. You got joy, please let your mouth know. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. Come on, amen. Listen, if you hang around with negative people, they will kill your promise. Come on, somebody. If you hang out with critics, they'll critique your dream. They'll tell you everything wrong that can happen with your dream. How about that? Kill your hope. If you hang out with cynical people, you won't never have no hope. If you hang out with greedy people, you'll never finance your dream. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. But when you get around somebody that has a spirit of hope, when they greet you, you'll feel the Holy Ghost leap on the inside of you. You'll make a supernatural connection, and it'll stir you up and stir them up, and God will get the glory. Come on, huh? I want to be around people to make my dreams come alive. I don't want to be around the I can't people. I'll be around the I can. You can do it. It shall be done. Come on, amen. Woo. Come on, touch somebody. Say, make my dream leap. Make my baby leap. Praise the Lord. You can always find somebody who's willing to kill your dream. Come on, amen. You got to hook up with people who know how to promote your miracle, to promote your breakthrough, to encourage you in the Lord, to make your dream come alive and stir it up.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of the Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Hope reveals a new day. Say that with me. Hope reveals a new day. Luke 1:78 says this in our original text. Says the day spring has visited us from on high. The day spring. The day spring has visited us from on high. That term that Jesus is talking about there, that Luke's talking about there, is talking about Jesus. Jesus is the day spring. He's not just a Savior. He's not just a Lord. He's not just a healer. He's not just a prophet. He's not just a priest. He's not just your brother. He's not just your father. He is the day spring. And He is the day spring from on high. That word day spring actually means the dawning of a new day. Here's what I come to tell you today. God's got a new day for you. You always have a reason to hope. In this life, in this kingdom life that Jesus has given to us by His grace, you always have a reason to hope. I don't care how bad it's gotten. I don't care how many times you've fallen down. I don't care how many times you have to get up. I don't care how many times you had to forgive them. Somebody said, Pastor, the Bible says forgiving them 70 times 7. What happens when that runs out? It don't run out. 7 is the number for completion. That means you just keep on forgiving and forgiving and forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. Until it's completed. New day. The dawning of every day is another day you can hope. It's another opportunity to have a new day. It's another opportunity to recover from what you did yesterday. It's another opportunity to leave the past in the past. Every day. Somebody shout every day. Come on, amen. The Bible says in Genesis 8, as long as the earth remains, there'll be day and there'll be night. How many of you know the sun comes up every day? But it don't come up like it did the day before. It comes up new every day. Every day the sun comes up, a new day is born. Whatever happened yesterday, finished. Somebody say it's finished. It's over with. Stop crying about it. It's a new day. Did it hurt? Yeah. Was there loss? Of course. Do you need to grieve? Sure. But tomorrow's a new day. It's another reason to keep hoping. It's another reason to hang on. Here's a fact. Yesterday will be like today, and tomorrow will be, and today will be like tomorrow if I have no hope. Without hope, you'll just sit there and look in the mirror and age. And your days will run on the end, and you'll never change. All you'll do is exist through the routines of life. And one day you'll look at the end of your life and see how much time has passed by, and you'll realize that all the potential that God put on the inside of you was wasted. That's why hope is so important. Because every day is a new day. Come on, somebody say it's a new day. Come on, praise the Lord, amen. Listen, darkness comes every night. But here's the cool thing about darkness. There's always a sunrise. There's always a dawning. And Jesus is our day spring for a new day. You can start every day as a new day. Listen to me. When you put your hope in Jesus and you get off of everything that's wrong in your life, you separate yourself from all the negative garbage. Come on. When you begin to do that, you put all your hope in Him. All that means is you have the opportunity for a new day. You have the opportunity for change to come. You have the opportunity to live by faith. You have the opportunity to call things that be not as though they were. You have the opportunity to let God live greater in you on the inside than you are on the outside. You have the opportunity to be everything Jesus destined you to be. Every new day of your life. And you don't have to worry about being weighted down by the heaviness of this world or the heaviness of your flesh. You can get up. You can get in the presence of God. and you can begin to live a new day, and all that stuff that had you cast down, all that stuff that weighted your life down, all the regrets, all the abuse, all the hurt, all the addictions, all those things can be taken off of your life one day. One day. See, the Bible calls it a daily walk. We don't walk with God by a week. We don't walk with God by a year. We don't walk with God by the month. We don't walk with God by the hour. See, my footsteps are order of the Lord, and it's a daily walk. That means that every day of your life you have new opportunities to come to you. You have new opportunities to make decisions in faith. You have opportunity to be hopeful. His mercies are new every day. Great is His faithfulness. Listen, I know there's people here today, you asked yourself this question. Some of you asked yourself this question this morning. Does my life matter? Or what has my life really added up to? And you're sitting here this morning and you're thinking, my life, there's more for me. There's something more that I haven't tapped into. I'm telling you, today's a day of hope. A day of destiny. I want to declare to you today that it's okay to hope again. It's okay to dream again. I know some of you feel like your dreams have been killed and you feel like you'll never recover from your loss. You feel like you'll never get back some of the things that you used to have. But I'm telling you, it's okay to hope again. It's okay to believe again. It's okay to live for Him again. You just got to be determined to say, okay, God, I want to do this thing. I'm tired of being barren. I'm tired of feeling empty. I'm tired of being cast down. Today, I want to be fruitful. I want to multiply. Come on, bow your heads all over the room this morning. Father, our hope is in You. Lord, I recognize that all over the room this morning, there are men and women in this room today, God, that have given up. They have regrets they don't think they can recover from. They have wounds and scars of the past that have so shaped their future they don't know how to hope again. Father, today, I know Your Spirit is right here to heal the brokenhearted. Stir up hope. To lift those, God, that feel cast down out of their low place and put them on their feet again to live for You. To reignite the fire in their heart. To dream again. To live purpose. Father, for every person in here, God, that has this stuff running through their mind, I pray for them today. Father, I thank You, God, that there's a reset today because You're the day spring. I pray that today, God, we can walk out of this place renewed, refreshed, full of hope today. Father, I speak that over every person. If that's you today, you stand there and say, yes, that's me. That's me, Pastor. I want you just to say this with me right now. Say, I agree. Hope is mine. I recognize that there's many of you here today. You're going through great trials. Some of you in financial trouble. Some of you dealing with issues with your kids that you never dreamed you would ever have to deal with. Some of you are living in realities that are so tormenting, so tough. The Lord wants you to know today that it's okay to hope again. Lift your hands all over the room and say this with me. Lord, I hope again. My hope is in You. My trust is in You. I give it all to You. All the weight of the world. All my issues. All my negativity. And I declare today that You are the Lord of my life. Father, I pray this in the name of Jesus. Your precious name we pray, Lord. Amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord a big round of applause today.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stlucychristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the